Next, please. 416.
Request of Sean Cruz to address council regarding predatory towing practices.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Sean Aaron Cruz, and I'm here to once again talk about predatory towing practices and take place in the city. I've been working on this issue since I began working for Senator Gordley in 2003, and it continues to disturb me that the practice continue to play out here in the city years after we passed citizen protections in the 2007 legislative session. You know, it's good to see all the profusion of towing warning signs, you know, blooming like spring flowers all over the city. Those signs have been coming up over the past year since the city began enforcing that provision. Those signs have been required by law for all those years that the towers got a free ride. But what I want to talk to you about today is, well, also to frame this in that in a lot of issues, Portland is the big dog in the state. And in this case, in towing, it's the only dog. There aren't any other municipalities that work on towing policy. They just generally follow whatever policy, you know, Portland creates, which is why these signs are appearing in places like Salem and the Dalles. And so the thing is, I've seen there is some progress being made on getting to where Portland citizens have a place where they can find out what their rights actually are under the law. But that's still a long ways to go. And I particularly want to call your attention to a place on the towing hearings page where it says, and I quote, note, private towing generally is not regulated. And while that is absolutely true in practice, it's not true in statute. And I've looked at the towing contract. I've looked at all through Section 7.24 of the Portland code, and it's required to conform to state laws, and in particular to ORS 98.854, and which is not. Senator Gordley's intent was to provide protections for people living in apartment complexes. That was where the focus, but there was other areas where what we put in place spilled over to other areas wherever private property towing is allowed. And one of the key factors is the issue of consideration. And this is also in state law, very clearly stated as any other part of state law. It's the only place that I'm aware of where, because people have always done business this way, it continues to operate in open defiance of state law, which is that towers cannot provide consideration in exchange for the privilege of towing vehicles from private property. And also in city ordinance is that property owners cannot receive consideration.
So you're out of time. I want you to wrap up.
Okay. What I want to say is that please take a look at the statute. You'll see that the system operates in every tow taken place from private property is an illegal tow under the law, is what I'm saying. And I'm asking you once again to suspend PPI towing until the people that are doing this can come in and prove that they are operating within the law. Thank you.
Appreciate your vigilance on this. Commissioner Novick's away, obviously, but I'll be meeting with him this week, and between the Transportation Bureau and the Police Bureau, obviously that's where a lot of this gets addressed, and I'll take up these issues with him, make sure he's heard about this concern about the ORS and the private companies. Appreciate you following that for us. Thank you.